This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio here on the DJV program. How do you do? Yeah, we have podcasts and all that good stuff. By the way, don't forget our new podcast. It's kind of fun when I say ours. We've all kind of had a hand in putting Zodiac Magic on to the podcast forum, the front, if you will. So if you're interested in astrology, if you're interested in psychic stuff, if you like that, which is hard to define, you might want to check out an original podcast that we're doing called Zodiac Magic. It's at Zodiac Magic Pod. That's the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram handle. Say it again, handle.
It's the handle.
And the handle. And the website is ZodiacMagicPodcast.com. You get the astrological survey, what's going on with you for the week. It's kind of a cool thing. I've always been interested, well, not always, but certainly the last 35, 40 years in this sort of thing and how it works, because I find that it works, frankly. Away we go. I apparently am also what did you say, I'm a diva and a prima donna?
High-maintenance diva.
Ooh. I'm a high-maintenance diva. Jennifer didn't hear that, sir. We were talking
According to one loser who works in talk radio, yes.
Yeah, right. And the reason
who
he doesn't
want to
do business with me
I don't
is,
want to say his name.
I'm not going to say his name.
What does it rhyme with?
Well, okay, I'll give you a hint. His last name is the same as one of the sharks.
Really?
As one of the sharks, like the San Jose
Sharks?
On Shark Tank. Oh, on Shark Tank. Okay.
Yeah, right. And it's not Cuban.
Cuban. That's what I got. Wonderful is his last name, Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. There you go. I have never had, I've been on the air for what, 55, 57, whatever, how many years I've been on the air. I've never, to my knowledge, been called anything like that. I said to Jen, when Victoria told me the story a few minutes ago, and I thought to myself, and I went downstairs to have some fruit, I didn't, I'm amazed that anybody.
Peel the onion, yeah. Okay, so we'll rehold, like, we'll withhold his name, but what did he say exactly, Victoria? What's the story?
Well, this is someone with whom my husband used to work.
Trying to do business with them and him.
Yeah. And so he's the one person who considers Doug to be a high maintenance diva. He is the reason why Doug was not able to gain traction with this specific company. So, and I've known this for a couple of years and totally disagreed with his assessment of Doug.
Ooh, are you just saying on it right now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I literally spilled the beans.
with the fellow who ran the company, actually was my friend, but he left programming decisions to this guy. It's kind of a can of worms, but I'm chuckling because I'm not known that I know of. You know, maybe we don't know really what people think of us. Do people
Isn't
ever
that
tell
weird?
Us?
I know. Yeah, and how people get there. Well, I think this is so weird because it happens to everybody, not just the Doug Steffens of the world. I think it happens to, like, people in life. Do you ever stop to think what people think of you? Like, what you leave behind?
I never think about that. The guy we had, I do all the time, a business luncheon yesterday in Hartford at a restaurant, and I'm talking with my friend about radio and talking about podcasts and stuff, and this guy's sitting at the bar, and he says, "You guys in radio?" And we said, "Yeah." And he introduced himself, and he was a former CBS guy that works for Sirius now, and he was telling us what was going on with him, and then he looked at me and said, "I know you." I laughed. I said, "Well, I don't know you. I'm sorry." He said, "No, I've seen your picture. Where have I seen your picture? Have I seen your picture in the trades?" And so, I told him who I was. It's one of those things that's been fun. Jennifer's experienced these things with me. It's like people know who I am, but they don't really know who I am.
Yeah, you know, that's how radio is, right? Yeah, they can place you, but they don't know why.
Yeah.
They can
why? Why do I know you? Why do I? And so it's interesting how all the pieces fit together. But I'm just, it was trying not to make
a
big deal
out of it. Well, it's extra strange that this guy said this about you because you've never even met him.
No, I wouldn't know about him. I fell over him.
Right.
And that's
so
weird. It's happened to me twice now. When I've been out in restaurants, one at our place, Ruth's Chris in Pasadena, Doug, and then another time at a different restaurant. And somebody has come over to me and said, I'm really sorry, but your voice sounds so familiar. Are you Jennifer Horn from the...
I've gotten that too,
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, where the voice, like, the people can hear your conversation. Oh, yeah. And, you know, with the way that we talk, I think all three of us have a very strong, we're very articulate. We can cut through. And so people hear you. It's not like you get stuck, like, in the mud.
Don't you remember when I was working on KBC, I was at an event, had nothing to do with the station, but I was talking to the lady with whom I had shared time at that time. And we were going through it was a clothing store. I think whatever, well, I don't remember what it was. And this guy comes over to me and says, I know you. And I said, well, hi. And, he wanted to try to conversate. He said, I know you. You're on KBC. And I don't like you. And
Thank you, sir.
Right. I said, well, what is there that you, I engaged him in conversation. I said, what is there? And the girlfriend that I was with was very interested in what was going on. So she came over to listen. And she was about to punch the guy out. And he said, no, I don't appreciate your opinions on things.
So
I think
why doesn't he just turn the dial?
No, here's what he said. You should keep your opinions to yourself because nobody cares.
Would it work out?
Right. Well, sir, then you're telling me to
you
stay home and not do my
you
job.
Should make balloon animals on the radio. That would be great.
Right. Very entertaining. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch and on the radio...
I'm going to make a poodle.
I'm going to try not to use my... We're doing this podcast, this Zodiac Magic, and Victoria said that my voice shouldn't be used to do the promo because I sound too much like a radio professional.
No. That's not what I said.
That's kind of what you said.
No, that's absolutely not. That's the opposite of what I said.
Really?
Yes. I said, while you're hosting it, that I was telling you the difference between what podcast listeners are what they
Victoria,
like and
by
what
the
they're
way,
listening
a very
for.
Successful podcast called Beauty Pop that you should look for. Okay, go ahead. Why am I? Should
and
I do
I,
it or not do it?
No, so all I was saying to you is the announcery radio voice is not...
You mean like the one I use at 7 after the hour? This is the DJV program.
That's got to go. That's got to go for the podcast.
So how do I
say
it? 7 after the hour.
No, just more casual and just more laid back, just more conversational. Like the way that you are when we're during, you know, when we're talking during the commercial breaks. That's all I meant.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not doing any commercials.
Way to listen.
Yeah. Well, I'm a diva. I don't have to listen to the likes of you.
That's right.
Well, are you proving this a-hole right?
No, I'm going to have... That'll be my thing for the rest of the day. And I'll probably share it with a few... I'll share it with my children.
You know he's going to say something now, Victoria. I hope you don't mind. Because he's going to be like, so I hear you think I'm a diva.
Well, I don't think he's ever going to run into this guy.
Nah,
this guy
would be lucky to
that's
have a
good.
Job. That's good. Yeah, he'd be lucky to have a job. He'd be sweeping the floor at the local elementary school. All right. Meanwhile, 14 after the hour. Speaking of that, students in our country... have fallen behind. Not that this is news, because I think most people, especially parents, realize. As a matter of fact, my daughter and I were talking about this last night, because Miles is in summer camp, and because he's had attention, homeschooling, and the stuff that was on Zoom, he really is ahead of most of the children that are his age. And we're not sure that that's a good idea, because, he should be able to do what he's able to do. But will he be so far ahead that he'll become impatient because he's going to regular first grade in 2 weeks, it starts, or three weeks. So will he be ahead, and will that cause him to be bored? And when children that age are bored, do they become, in the eyes of the teacher, problems? Right? Am I on the right page here or not?
Here's the thing. Does he have, like, a lot of energy, a lot of behavioral things?
A lot of energy. He runs around.
Can he control himself?
We've heard him on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I think he sounds controlled. So even if he's bored, I mean, there were times in school, I think, where I was bored, but I didn't act out because...
Well, he respects authority.
Right.
He won't...
right.
He'll
probably
go ahead.
Be okay. No, he'll probably be okay. It's different with the kids with a lot of energy who don't know how to funnel it. When they get bored and they have the ADD kick in, then that's when you have the behavioral stuff.
So is the question, as we get ready to go back to school, most of the school closures in most of the areas of the country that I am familiar with the exception of Los Angeles, because it's such a mess, they're going back to school. They're figuring out how to make it work. Yeah, but what are the mask mandates?
But that's what now the CDC said, the mask mandates for all kids in all schools. That's their recommendation. So
yeah,
it's not
that's
even,
sort of, right.
And, you know, here's the thing with that. Make the argument, whatever. There have only been 330 kids who have died that only had COVID present in their body, not even died just from COVID as the only cause, in the whole country during the whole pandemic. That if you count the number of children that are in this country, and there are millions of them, that's like 0.00000001% of the kid population. And nobody wants to see that, but
so
it's still
here,
really confusing
another...
why we do the masks when we don't know what the mental impact of that is.
Isn't it more, it's less about protecting the kids than it is about keeping them from spreading it and bringing it home to vulnerable
yeah.
people.
But that's not the point of this study. I wanted to, like, Victoria's always on me because I bear the headline or because I don't tell the whole story or whatever it is. According to this study, it may be that students who come through the pandemic will be making much less money over their lifetime because of the impact of the pandemic on their schooling.
Yeah.
That's very
what I mean. We don't even
I don't know how they calculate
cost.
That, but I've seen this.
Either,
I fact-checked this multiple times, and there are numerous studies that show that today's students will earn
$50,000
less.
I just think the public school education system, that's where I'd have the
debate. Well, this made it a lot worse.
But think about it. You've got kids who are being passed through that are now a year and a half behind in many places.
Yeah.
And, again, it is something I know people don't like to talk about because we don't like to push back at all, and we don't like to be critical thinkers. But critically, what are the masks doing to the development of children's brains? Look, people connect with facial expressions. They connect. This is how teachers know when kids are confused most of the time. It's not with the kid telling them. It's that they can see a puzzled look on the kid's face. Now that kids are going back to the classroom and half of their face is going to be covered, is that going to be a problem? It may be no problem.
That's
I'm asking
a very
the question.
Interesting way.
I'm
wow,
asking
I
the question like rhetorically, but everybody's so quick to say, you know what, let's put masks on the kids and it doesn't matter. We should just mask them up. But we don't even know, and we probably won't know about the psychological impact until 10 years from now.
Well, all right. 18 after the hour. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Thank you. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It is time for us to delve into the secrets of social media. As we were, I guess on social media is not really a secret. Victoria and Jennifer are here. Jay is off today. So there's a lot of conversation, it would seem, or of people saying, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. Paris Hilton is pregnant. So is she or isn't she, and why should anybody care? I guess that's only my read on it, probably. I'm sure there are the two of you are all excited about Paris having. Well, is she married to this guy, or who is she with?
She's engaged. Yeah. She had another fiance.
Uh-huh.
She's been unfianced a lot.
She likes him.
Mm-hmm. So
she likes men, or she likes this guy?
She likes being a fiance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she never seems to quite make it all the way down the aisle. But this time, I guess she's serious about it. So the rumor came out that, and no one knows where the rumor started. So that's the beginning of the story. Keep that in mind. So the rumor came out that she was pregnant. Then she went on her podcast called This Is Paris. She did a 10-minute special podcast saying that she's not pregnant, while also plugging her upcoming Netflix show called Cooking with Paris. So the theory is that she or someone in her camp or Netflix floated the rumor that she was pregnant, which got picked up by TMZ and Page Six and all the other gossip sites. So that would be a really convenient way to talk about her new cooking show.
Right.
That's what the rumor is. Now,
is she still skinny as a rail like she used to be?
Yeah.
You could easily see if she was pregnant if she's still that skinny.
But not, like, early on.
Well,
in the first couple of months, usually.
She did announce in January that she was doing IVF, but she also says that she will not become a mother until after she's married.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if she's freezing her eggs.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Well, apparently she's getting married next year. So she's in the process of having her wedding dress made, and so 2022 will be her wedding year. And I don't know. I'm assuming she's freezing her eggs because she's 40, so I don't know why you would be going through all
Who's
that.
Who's the guy that she's fianced to?
This one's a guy named Carter Rem. It's R-E-U-M, Rem. I don't know.
How does
she's always
meet
got
guys?
Some kind of I don't know. She's always got some sort of financier or something.
Yeah, yeah, right. She's she chooses well.
Well, she got rid of the out of work actor. He was he was younger than she was. Chris Zilka. She paid for the ring. He tried to actually, when they broke up, he tried to claim the ring. He tried to go to the jewelry store and say he wanted a refund. And they were like, and then it came out, which is pretty embarrassing. But then it came out that Paris had bought her own engagement ring.
Cute.
So.
Kind of a suggested picture here of these two sitting together, looking around. Okay, I'm not getting into that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look at what he's doing with his, what she's doing. Anyway, next.
Okay.
Yep. Bob Odenkirk, who starred in a movie earlier this year called I'm Nobody, but more because he's Don't Call Saul, or what's that?
Better Call Saul. Yeah.
Right.
That's a popular show. I think, isn't that one you watch, actually?
No, actually, I didn't. I sort of caught the end when, what's his face, that was the story of the teacher and him cooking up the meth in the garages all over the place.
Breaking Bad.
But I haven't not. And the guy who's the second lead is a very well-known character actor who I think plays Saul. I can't remember his name. I can see him, but I
Michael
think.
McKean?
McKean. No, no, the other one.
I don't know. I'm looking at a picture of Bob Odenkirk with Michael McKean in a picture. I've never seen the show, so that's why I guessed.
So what's
he's
problem?
A very well-known character actor. Yeah, so anyway, so Bob Odenkirk, the reason that people are talking about him, he was in the middle of filming the show in New Mexico, and he collapsed, and he's been hospitalized since Tuesday night, and no one seems to know what the issue is yet.
COVID?
I'm assuming. I don't know. We'll see. But, so that was the TMZ alert that came in Tuesday night that he had been hospitalized. They couldn't
revive him. I didn't know the guy.
Set.
He did a pretty good... That movie was, if you dig that genre, he did quite a good job in that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time! For the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Texans are confirmed dead in what LaPorte officials are calling a mass casualty incident at a LyondellBasell chemical plant Tuesday night in unincorporated Harris County. What caused the chemical-type explosion released inside the plant is still under investigation. Harris County Pollution Control arrived at the scene to conduct air monitoring, and there did not appear to be an off-site impact. Nevada is reinstating a coronavirus mask mandate requiring people to wear masks in public indoor spaces regardless of vaccination status.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden in May. The mandate becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. Friday and includes Las Vegas, Carson City, and Reno. CDC Director Walensky on Tuesday.
Is that virus and the potential mutations away? We are from a very transmissible virus.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Olympian Simone Biles withdrew from the gymnastics team finals. Tuesday, she cited her struggles with mental health affecting her performance.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole. Not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case. I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups, because they've worked way too hard for that. So I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition. Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thirty-four after the hour, playing both sides of the road and in the middle. Here I am. It's the Diva broadcast. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keenan. I always thought the term diva applied to women and not to men, right?
Well, a lot of times, you know, it will say Devo instead of diva.
Devo?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know. That's news to me.
Yeah.
That's the word of the day.
Whip it. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Into shape.
Yeah. Yep,
that's not gonna get it.
Like, keep it's going, a Devo song. Get it. You get it? You get it, Doug? It's a Devo song.
Okay, yes, I do remember Devo. I remember the group Devo. I don't remember why. What I remember about the song was it like Men in Black? Men in Black. Men.
Come on, Phil. You can play it for Dougie.
Yeah, I think I kind of remember it, but I don't know. So there's this the things that I was thinking about. What made me happy? What made me unhappy? In terms of what people, you know, what's the old sticks and stones can break my bones. I don't know why this has impacted me as much as it has in the last few minutes, because I never...
Well, this is why I didn't tell you for the last 4 years.
Thank you very much. All right, here we are. Really good stuff. The increasing spread of the Delta variant and the NFL. There's a coupling. They're practicing now for the season, right? The NFL, all the players are back, are they not, in their training camps, ready to go or getting ready? Don't the exhibition games start next week? I think they do.
August.
Yeah.
A little bit later. I think the NFL pro game, what is it, the retired pros or whatever, that's next week.
Oh,
and then I think a couple weeks after that, that's when pregames start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so there's a big to-do about NFL team vaccination requirements. The 2021 season, according to the likes of the head coach of Washington, Ron Rivera, he has been sick, but he had skin cancer or something, didn't he? He was sick with something, but he's, you know, his immune system is down because of that. You have cancer, certainly. It's not going to do wonders for your immune system. So you become more vulnerable for things like COVID. So he wants his team to get, he says, I'm frustrated. I'm beyond frustrated, actually. One of the reasons I walked in with a mask when we started practice is that I'm immune deficient. When I'm in a group and the group's not vaccinated, or there's a mixture, I put the mask on, and I do that for health reasons because nobody really knows about the new variant. I have to do that for my own health and well-being. I wish and I hope that our guys could understand that because apparently some of those 85% of the players have had at least one dose. But there are others who just say, no, we're not getting it. We don't have to. You can't make us. But in fact, they could make them. Right, the NFL is a private entity unless their contract, you know, whether they stick. Does the contract say you don't have to, you can't make me?
No, I mean the players' union has already they've already signed off on this. So
I thought so. Yeah.
So I mean individually, if you don't want to get the shot, then you have a lot of protocols that you're supposed to follow. And some players have been very vocal, like Cole Beasley from the Buffalo Bills. He has said that he will not follow any of the protocols. He will not get vaccinated. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Why is he saying that? Why is he?
I don't know. He just doesn't want to get vaccinated and has been very vocal about it and says that he's also.
Makes sense? Does his reasoning make sense?
He hasn't offered a reason. He just says he doesn't want to get vaccinated. So that's it.
He doesn't have to, I guess, if he doesn't want to.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is that if you're not going to get vaccinated, the rule is you're supposed to mask up when you're in the locker room or around the rest of the team and the crew and other employees. You're supposed to not be out in public. There are a whole list of protocols, and he says that he will not follow any of them.
Okay.
So if the Buffalo Bills have an outbreak, then they have to forfeit the game. They have to. None of the players will get paid for that game that they forfeit. They have to pay the other team's salaries for that game. I mean, there are a lot of consequences now.
The Vikings coach left because he didn't want the vaccine, and so he was gone. He's gone. He's not working for the Vikings anymore. I mean, it's a big deal in football, and the pressure is on these guys, and they're saying no, we don't want it.
Okay, so let's go to Florida for a second or more. I have to go there a week from today for a meeting. But I'm, you fly down, you wear the mask on the plane anyway, so it'll be interesting. But of all the states, that's the reddest when it comes. There's a lot of red across the Mid-South, the Midwest, actually up in Utah and Colorado and areas around there, a lot of red there as well. But Florida is the reddest of the red. And so are masks being mandated? Does the governor there have to do an about-face?
No. He's not going to because he's running for president. He's going to run on this.
Well,
but how does he have any credibility?
Because Florida actually ended up doing well after
their disaster right now.
But a lot of people on the left attacked him. Remember Andrew Cuomo was talking about how terrible Ron DeSantis was. Meanwhile, he was shoving people into nursing homes and killing old people. So
we don't know how many people really died in Florida or had the virus because
none of them looked at their own data. None of them were. Well, that has been debunked, actually. That woman that was
several,
caught,
I'm not
came out to show
her.
She was
there
a,
multiple people.
She was a fraud.
That.
But, I mean, the data is in question all throughout, I mean, every state. It's a, I question it in California all the time just with my own experiences because they were overcounting, I think in some cases undercounting in others. We don't know how many people actually died with COVID because hospitals were enticing people to put COVID as a cause of death on their death certificates so they could get 20% more in profits. I mean, it's a disaster. I don't think we have a real account of what the numbers are on all sides. But Ron DeSantis did incredibly well in Florida by allowing people to make a choice. And he said he's not going to shut down a state. He's not going to mandate things because truly, if anybody challenged these mandates, they'd prove to be unconstitutional. So I say let Florida decide what to do. Let the residents of Florida decide what to do. And we'll see how it all turns out at the end of all of this.
I'm just looking at a graph of all the states that have had people hospitalized and vaccinated. The graph shows both. And the hospitalized people, obviously, that's their correlative to the people who've been vaccinated or not. And the number of people sick, the lowest number of people per 100,000 that have been sick are the people who live in Vermont. That happens to be the state where the most population has been vaccinated. Number two on that list is Massachusetts. Number two in the nation for getting people vaccinated. I didn't realize that, but at any rate. And now I'm thinking of a story. I was driving back from Hartford yesterday. I was listening to NPR, and there was an interview with the, or it was the conversation was about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Twitter account getting suspended because she said that Fauci lied and people have died. And so that was part of, that was the introduction to Fauci
which is
being
funny
on the,
because
on the show.
Fauci has lied and people have died. So all of
yeah.
those things are factually true.
Right. So, but because it's coming from her, the mainstream news media wants people to think that it doesn't have as much hooch as it would if it came from somebody at NPR or whomever, wherever.
She's not exactly, you know, she's not exactly someone that you want to get any facts from. I mean, she's spreading all this HIPAA stuff around that's completely not even true. She's, you know, I mean, she
why
needs to, like, read some books or something and, like, get educated. I don't know.
She's, but she doesn't want to because this serves the purpose, if that's what it is. I don't want to, yeah, I don't
there,
know.
There are
I
a lot of people besides her doing the exact
yeah,
same thing.
I don't mean, like it when people interpret what I say, but they don't know who I am. I don't know this woman. I've seen pictures of her. I have made my comments about what I think about her looks. And I've listened to her with Graham out on the stump and some of the stuff that she says. And I saw a video of her going to AOC's office yelling through the mail
well,
hole
she's
in the
trying
door.
To be, I mean, she and AOC have a lot in common. They're trying to be the loudest
voices. Make a lot of noise.
Yeah, right. They're trying to be the loudest voices in their party. So,
I
you know,
agree.
We give AOC room to say stupid things. We can give Marjorie Taylor Greene room to say stupid things.
Right. And so anyway, the point isn't, well, it kind of, that was a side point was, a reference to Marjorie Taylor Greene, but also to Fauci being on right after they tell a story on the NPR broadcast. They bring Fauci on to talk about the current state of things, wearing a mask and vaccines and all the stuff that he regurgitates about 100 times a day, I'm sure, to various news media outlets. But then I wonder, as soon as they introduced him, my visceral reaction was to hit the button. I didn't want to hear, I didn't care what he had to say. You think that's wrong? Maybe I should have listened
no,
to him
that's
so
the
at least
problem.
I know what he's saying.
He's oversaturated.
Right.
And
he's oversaturated.
Yeah.
Well, the lying thing, I mean, that's a really strong accusation to accuse
best,
someone of lying under oath.
Yeah,
at best he's been twisting his... At best, it's not that he's uninformed. He's a smart guy. But I think at best he's twisted his story way too many times for people.
I agree with that. I'm just saying,
too much
I don't,
exposure. Yeah.
I agree with that, but also people are taking it, the Fauci hate and going back to DeSantis in Florida. It's too much.
Can we go back to what Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying, though, just in terms of
what
the HIPAA stuff? She says it's a HIPAA violation to ask somebody about
and
their COVID
totally
vaccine.
Not. Doctors across the country have come out saying that is the dumbest thing. HIPAA violations are only between a doctor, the hospital,
right.
and a pharmacist and their patient. Right. If a person says to you, hey, Doug, did you get a vaccine? You
I
can
say
choose.
Yes.
You can choose to answer or not answer, but it's not a violation of your HIPAA
right.
rights.
I claim the fifth.
She's just so ill-informed on so many things, and people take everything she says, you know, as
like
gospel.
A comedian at this point in time.
I don't know who takes what she says as her followers. Jen, come on, they worship her. It's like Trump.
Well, she's got some. Well, it's like, let's say not Trump. It's like AOC. She comes out with all kinds of stupidity.
Yeah, I think
that
that's an interesting comparison. AOC to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, I'll buy that comparison. I think you may be onto something there. Yeah, just make noise to make noise.
Well, my point, though, is if you believe in someone and you love them and worship them, whatever they say, people tend to just take as gospel. They don't go any further. And you can Google HIPAA. You could literally just Google HIPAA, and then it all would have come right up. But people just believe her.
You know what? The most interesting part of this, at least I find it interesting, is that she and Newsom were at each other on Twitter yesterday.
Yes, how is that surprising? I mean, the two of them are fame whores. I mean, how is that surprising?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
He's in real trouble. There's new polling out that indicates the recall is...
Where's Larry?
He's at the top of the list. So he's got it's 16%, but still he's out pulling all the
other candidates. Can we go visit him in the office when he becomes governor? I want to go visit him.
Yeah, better. 50-50, though, on the recall right now. That's huge.
Right. Okay. Anyway, here I am giving her...
Nothing.
Angie's List is now Angie.
What happened? Did I stop talking and you started playing commercials? Am I on the air? Oh, really? I heard something.
Commercials just started playing.
Yeah, we heard commercials.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, why don't we do commercials and we can figure it out.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? Phil, push a button, will you please?
Go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
The quarantine 15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Oh, I want to sing My Guy. Can we do that here? I want to be, who can I be? I want to be the lead singer. Ladies, you want to be the background singers?
I'm going to pass this time around. Yeah.
I guess you'd say... What? Wait a minute, you're in the wrong... What's the wrong key?
Yeah, I like how you say you're in the wrong key and we're in the wrong place. Yeah.
All right, personal decision time, the discussion about the unvaccinated and how they threaten the economy. We were talking about earlier, I think it was last half hour, about how the unvaccinated in terms of schools, what's going to happen with the youngsters and what are they doing with grades, not going to school and so forth. But if you're unvaccinated, what does this do to if we go back to where we were and the economy goes into the tank again and the government has to step in and do things because of the low vaccination
rate? Joe Biden
is
vaccinated. We'd all agree that Joe Biden is vaccinated, right?
Right.
Joe Biden is a greater threat to the economy than the unvaccinated. The amount of inflation that's going on.
Oh, my God.
The spending.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He
tell you right
inflation.
Now.
Inflation.
That's right. He
I
sure did.
I
that
brought that up.
Oh, yeah,
10 before
did.
The hour.
Yeah.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Past the hour now, the owner of the Pet Show, the owner of the PetShow.com website, and the owner of people's minds and hearts when it comes to taking care of their pets is Warren Eckstein, who's here every week at this time, has a daily pet tip also on my this program, which helps a lot of people get focused on their pets. Not that they aren't anyway, but maybe now during the pandemic, I was noticing the numbers of dogs, especially that are being dog-napped, and the police are getting involved. I saw there's a local story here about a black lab that was stolen from a parking lot, I guess in a supermarket or something, and the police used surveillance images to figure out who took the dog. No, this was there was a dog that was stolen out of a car in a parking lot, but they went to this guy's house in this particular instance. Car drives into the driveway, dog's playing out back, people are in the house, he runs around in the back, grabs the dog and takes off with the dog. 40-year-old man and his girlfriend, 32-year-old lady, were arrested and put in jail for receiving stolen property and conspiracy to kidnap. I thought that was just for humans, but apparently there's so much of this going on, Warren. How much of this are you talking about on your program?
It's pretty a tremendous increase, especially with the start of the pandemic a year and a half, 2 years ago. People wanted puppies. They wanted puppies at their home. And, the shelters were being emptied out, and that's a good thing. The shelters were being emptied out. but people still want the purebred dog. So what they would do is the more popular breeds, for example, French Bulldogs, we heard about, what's her name's dog? Oh, God, I can't think of her name.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm real hip on current music. Lady Gaga's dogs were stolen. But literally, French Bulldogs are being stolen like crazy. Purebred
all
dogs
over
are
New
being
York City,
like
it's
crazy.
Notices on social media now that if you have a French Bulldog, do not tie the dog up outside a bodega. Do not, you know, don't do the things that you're, you know. First of all, I would never, ever, ever tie my dog up outside ever. So I would carry my dog in and get and pay a fine if I had to. But yeah, it's on the rise. So a lot of certain breeds like French Bulldogs.
Yeah, French Bulldogs, a lot of breeds on the rise. And in fact, it's not only bad in this country. In England, they've actually set up police officers, police groups, to be nothing but investigate specific animal cases like this. I don't understand it. In other words, from my perspective, Lady Gaga was a different thing. It was a gunshot thing. But in terms of people stealing their dogs out of the backyard, I have a backyard. It's got an 8-foot fence. Every gate in my backyard is locked. Not only is the gate locked, but when my dogs are in my backyard, Warren is out there with them.
Right.
Maybe I'm overprotective because I hear all the horror stories. But the most important thing people can remember is this. If your eyes are on your dog, you're okay. That's where you need to be. And again, something has to be done. There has to be more crimes. Lots of times when it comes to dog crimes, it's a slap on the wrist. Oh, it's a dog. I've been involved in so many
crimes. It's only a dog. I love it when somebody says, oh, well, it's only a dog. Really?
Yeah, really.
It kissed my behind there, pal.
But also, the microchips are really critical. Microchips are important. Although, you know what's happening? And I just heard the story last week. They're actually having the microchips removed from certain dogs after they steal them.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that could be done.
How do you find them? The magnetic?
I guess with the wand, they find where they are, and they do move around anyway. So, yeah, they find them. People are just sick, nasty, and I'd like to find
savages.
One of these dog thieves. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, that's why I hang out with dogs. I've yet to see a dog steal a person.
Right.
I thought you liked hanging out with me. What happened to that?
Well, you know, it's okay, but you know Cocker Spaniel, Doug.
Bow wow. Okay, so let's talk about the situation with the weather and the extremes in the Northeast, the Northwest, the weather that's changing across the country. What does that do? What does that change in the weather do to the health and well-being of our pets?
Well, it really affects them. I'll give you a prime example. Dogs that move from, let's say, the Midwest to the West Coast, and dogs in the Midwest are used to thunderstorms and everything, so they adapt. But what about the dogs in Los Angeles that move, for example, to a place where there are a lot of thunderstorms? Remember, dogs are not just reacting to the noise of the thunderstorms. Dogs are not just reacting to the sound. Dogs are reacting to the change in the atmospheric pressure. They pick up on that right away. So when my dog acts weird, I always look around at what's going to be changed. Is there an earthquake? Is something going on? Dogs do react to weather. So if you have a dog that's been raised in cold weather and you now move to warm weather, introduce them gradually. Yeah. Don't leave them outside a lot and vice versa.
I was in the truck last night bringing a load of hay back from a hay field and it started to pour. I mean, it poured. And the road was flooded out, there was lightning. And Daisy saw the lightning and heard the noise. She jumped off the seat under my feet so that I couldn't move the controls. And she wouldn't move. I had to coast to a stop, but she was that scared.
Oh, well, if she was in the back seat in her harness where she belongs, that wouldn't have happened.
Glad I brought it up. All right, Warren, next time, check out thepetshow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.